B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
The big BET winners, Toys R Us making a comeback and a big but disappointing weekend at the box office. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Nicki Minaj ain't letting a wedding stop her from beefing with Miley Cyrus.
Leroy has your sports.
And I'll let you know how the unofficial mayor of Boston is doing in the hospital.
But first, the Aquarium T-Stop and Blue Line trains have returned to normal after being closed last night. The closing was because of shots fired on the platform of the station. So a preliminary investigation said that an unknown disturbance on the inbound train involved several young men and continued on the Aquarium stop where two shots were fired. No one was hit or injured. Well, Cardi B was the big winner at last night's BET Awards. She picked up two for Best Female Hip-Hop Artist as well as Album of the Year. Nipsey Hussle, as you remember, was shot and killed in March, was named Best Hip-Hop Male Artist and also given a Special Humanitarian Award. Video of the Year went to Childish Gambino for This Is America. Acting Awards went to Regina King and Michael B. Jordan. And Best Movie, Black Klansman. And Mary J. Blige was honored. Oh, God, I love when she dances so much.
She was in rare form.
And she was honored with the Lifetime Achievement Award.
People always ask, how do I sustain and stay relevant in this industry? It's because although I am a leader, a queen, a living legend, I'm a servant as well, and I'm here to serve.
Wow. Oh, my God. Yeah. That made me laugh so much. I love it.
And my greatest quality is that I'm humble. Right?
Well, we didn't have much time to miss it because Toys R Us is making a comeback. The new owners who bought it when it went out of business last year say they're ready to start opening stores again. They're hoping to have 6 locations by the end of the year. The stores will be smaller, but they'll have more experiences, they say, like different play areas.
Are they going to be cheaper? That's all I care about. It was ridiculous how much they were charging people for stuff.
Well, maybe because the stores are smaller, so that's less, you know, space they gotta rent out.
It's because when they know you're gonna go in there with your kid to get one. If you're dumb, you're gonna go in there with your kid. Usually you should be like, okay, my kid wants this. I'm gonna go in there without my kid so I can go and get it and leave. If you go in with your kid, they're gonna nag and nag and nag, and you're gonna be like, fine, I'll buy you this too. So they know, they're like, F it, I'll raise the price a little bit.
And speaking of kids, Toy Story 2 had a big weekend, but it was still considered a disappointment. It was the number one movie. It made $118 million, but it was expected to make about $140, $150 million. And the other new movie, Child's Play, came at number two, with $14.1
million. That's so like, if you make $100 million, it's a success.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You can be like, oh, we expected to make $150 million. Really?
As long as they make their money back of what it takes to make the movie, which I'm sure they went way above and beyond.
100% they're going to do that.
All right, it's Melissa with the juice.
All right, quick side note. There were rumors going around that Steve Harvey's daughter, Lori, was engaged to Diddy. They've allegedly been dating for a couple months. The engagement rumors started when they showed up to an event. Lori had on a diamond ring, and she posted a picture. This is what kills me, right? So she's going out there now and denying the rumors or whatever, but she's to blame. She put up a picture of herself in her Instagram story with, like, her hand. You could see the ring on, and it says, somebody's wife. Like, you don't think people are going to start questioning that? Come on. So people started talking, and then she ended up putting the rumors to rest yesterday by putting up an Instagram story post that said, I'm not engaged. Stop believing everything you read in the blogs. So there you go.
Stop believing what I post.
Right. 50 Cent's got a lot more ammo against Love and Hip Hop star Tierra Marie as she was arrested over the weekend for driving drunk. And I want to know how she pulled this off. She only had 3 wheels on her car. Jesus. Apparently, one of her front wheels of her car was not on. So she was driving through one of the tunnels in New York, and all anyone could see was sparks and the car, like, leaning to one side.
And she was doing that drunk?
She was doing it drunk.
That's hard to do sober.
She told police that she had 3 glasses of wine at dinner, but ended up blowing a .304, which is more than 3 times the legal limit. Mm. She had an open alcohol container in the car and was driving without a license. And, of course, 50 Cent, who's been battling with Tierra Marie over the revenge porn case of hers, had some fun with the arrest, saying, putting a picture of her up and saying he still wants his money. And Nicki Minaj and her man, Kenneth Petty, got a marriage license recently. So it looks like they are about to make it official. That and the fact that Nicki has been telling people on social media she's about to marry her soulmate. And apparently, Nicki ain't letting love cloud her vision when it comes to beef. Because on her Queen radio show over the weekend, Nikki reignited her feud with Miley Cyrus all over again. In a recent interview, Miley said that she prefers Cardi over Nikki. And despite backpedaling on that comment, Nikki didn't appreciate it. So she decided to call Miley out over, so let's just say, some extracurricular sexual activity she may have performed.
She disrespected me in a magazine article for no reason. I had just seen her after she was sucking Mike Will's dick in the studio. You sucked all that dick only to come out looking like a Purdue chicken on the stage and then got mad and went back to country music. Bitch, sit your stupid ass.
And so far, Miley has not responded, but Purdue Chicken did, as they ended up tweeting, "Thanks for the mention at Nicki Minaj, but we don't know nothing about beef." I actually thought that was kind of funny. Here's Leroy with sports.
It was aight. It was aight.
I thought it was good.
Shout out to Celtic Jason Tatum. He became the newest Jordan brand athlete Friday, and he got to hang out with the GOAT, Michael Jordan.
Nice.
Michael Jordan. So hate it or love it, is setting up for Jason Tatum to be the leader of the Celtics, so prepare yourselves. A beautiful day at Fenway Park yesterday, but the Sox, they lost to the Blue Jays 6-1, and Tiffany Ortiz, the wife of David Ortiz, posted on Instagram that David was moved out of the intensive care unit at Mass General Hospital. Great, great news. Can't wait to see the unofficial mayor of Boston make his return to the public. The Women's World Cup today, U.S. versus Spain, that's at noon. It's round of 16. This is the knockout round, so it's going to get real heated. And the Chicago White Sox are in town to face the Red Sox tonight at 7:10, and that's your sports.
All right, your good news for a Monday. So there are a lot of challenges that shelter animals face when looking for a forever home, but there's a 12-year-old in New Jersey trying to make it a little easier. Darius Brown creates handmade stylish bow ties for cats and dogs and then donates them to animal shelters to get the attention of potential owners. And it's interesting how Darius started making bow ties because at 2, he was diagnosed with speech comprehension and fine motor skills delays. And at 8, he started helping his sister cut fabric for bows to help him develop his fine motor skills.
Wow.
And he went on to make them himself. He created a business and uses his creativity for positive change. Oh my God, that is so cute. That's your good news, and this report made hot by National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has been training aviation professionals since 1932. Start your new career today.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.